Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. Woo, it's a hot one out there. I've been out putting up a tent right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Why am I putting up a tent? Because I am woman. Yes.
You woman.
I can do this, yes. And because of that, it's a little hot and sweaty in here, but I have an artist here with me this afternoon, an actual total surprise to have her in studio. Mm-hmm. Normally we talk to her on the phone, but she is Gail Storm. I think Diana Krall actually copied her style. Is that right?
Well, I got to take the fifth, okay?
Okay, I take the fifth. But amazing, amazing person. She was boogieing up a storm last night at Flynn's, weren't she?
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. I love playing at Flynn's on Maxwell's. They're so sweet and an awesome crowd there last night. Really, really a lot of fun. I was playing some blues, jazz, traditional blues, boogie-woogie.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we had some dancing going on. I highly encourage dancing.
Dancing.
If you feel the spirit, just get on up and dance. And if you can't get up, then just boogie in your seat.
I guess that's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You're boogieing in your seat.
I got to.
That's right. That's right. Well, you played last night, and then you played today on the main stage, didn't you?
Yep. Sometimes a challenge for the blues musician at 12. But I did it.
But you did it. And
it,
then,
it was a lot of fun.
And then where are you playing tonight?
I'm going to be at Polo's tonight from 9 to 12.
That's a nice venue.
Yeah, and I've never played there before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that'll be really nice. And have you had a chance to try any barbecue?
Actually, I've got the rest of my dinner in the car right now, or lunch.
Right.
Yeah, it was delicious. It was award-winning, I think, from last year. Although I'm also looking forward to the barbecue sampling tomorrow.
Right.
Because that's also fun. And, of course, the contest.
The taster's choice.
But, yeah, yes. It was yummy. I had the barbecue, the coleslaw, which we love to mix together, and the potato salad.
Mm. So do you have stuff like that up there in New York?
Well, you know, I mean, we do, but we don't have barbecue festivals. And it's really, I prefer, I mean, we do have a few good places, but they're really far and few between.
Yeah, I mean, the barbecue in the South is really kind of something that goes together.
Absolutely. And it goes together with the blues.
Absolutely, it does. So, what have you been up to? I know you told me you'd been in Hong Kong and you'd been, what, in China?
Yeah, I was in Asia for 5 weeks. I just got back, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've just been totally on the move here. But, yeah, we were in China. We went to Hong Kong. We went to Korea. And I had 2 gigs in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there mainly with my husband. He was an art lecturer, Sung Lee.com.
Sung Lee.com. Again, a shy girl.
I sing
girl,
he song.
You? Yeah, I sing he song. I. You haven't written any songs for him, have you?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Well, that sounds great. So, yeah. And you're going to be up in Greenville? Are you going to play again on the way back?
Or? Yep, yeah. I started this tour, a few days ago. We started in D.C., and I had 2 gigs there in the same day, and that was a blast. And then we came to Greenville, and I played with the Plateful Blues Band at Rhythm and Brews in Greer, a.k.a. Gurr.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm down here, and then I'm going back up. Be playing at Grill 33 tomorrow night, not mm-hmm. to take away from our festival
right,
here,
right.
But I'll be there in Greenville, and then on Sunday I'll be in North Carolina at a place called Petra's, and I'll have a band there, and I'll have a band tomorrow night, so even though I love playing all by myself, it's fun having company.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. It's just so much fun.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people look forward to you coming down here. Last night, there were a lot of people coming up and asking you where you were going to be playing next and just really enjoying your music. And, of course, the wine tasting at Flynn's was very nice.
You can't go wrong with that. I was already back there today buying a bottle.
Found something you want to take home?
Yep, yeah, or maybe use tonight.
Just maybe back at the hotel. Yeah, okay. Yeah, hello. All right.
But anyway, no, you know, and it's really fun. I mean, I lived down south for a total of 10 years. So for me, it is like a homecoming coming back here. But then the other, like, total thrill is meeting people here at the festival and then seeing them every year. So it's like new friends and family, and I just love it.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And you, I mean, I've seen you now and been on your show,
just call via phone.
This is like so exciting to be here in the station, which is a really cool place. I love this place.
You don't see many radio studios like this, do you?
No, it's very unusual.
Yeah, there you go.
But we love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
so
listen,
thank you.
We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
How you doing? Hey, we're back right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We got plans being made. We got the master impresario right here with us, making sure all these blues artists are where they're supposed to be. But it's kind of like herding cats, isn't it?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly the expression I was going to use.
Yeah, exactly. How you been doing, Shrimp?
Good.
Good.
So glad to be back at CRS. I love all the new accoutrement of microphone encasements, the koozies, all these things with CRS and Ann all over them, and the Voice of Greenwood, and this great things are happening.
Yeah, they are great things are happening. Of course, it's the 14th annual Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Who would have thunk it that 14 years later, it would have started with, what, 5 barbecue artists, and now here we are with about 85 to 90.
90 from 11 states. We've got Texas, New Jersey, and Florida here with us, as well as, you know, obviously Tennessee and the Carolinas, Georgia, et cetera. But it's unbelievable, Ann. I mean, what has happened in this community? Every time I drive up here, and I enjoy my drive through the countryside from Charleston, I reflect on that fateful meeting I had with Paula Brooks 14 years ago when she had attended the Carolina Down Home Blues Festival in Camden.
Which is your the festival you work with, right?
Which we're going to have the 18th annual in October this year. And that was the baby brother of the Charleston Festival I did call the Low Country Blues Bash, which we have since retired that festival. But Paula called and said, you know, I went to the thing in Camden that y'all did, and it looked... It was really cool, and I really enjoyed it, and I think that kind of thing might work in Greenwood. So I drive up to Greenwood for a meeting, and I drive into Greenwood, and my impressions were like, oh, okay. You know, it was sleepy. It was
right.
A sleepy, I guess maybe, might have been a springtime afternoon.
Right.
And we sat down, we enjoyed each other's company, had lunch, talked about everything. Talked about particulars, and it was her idea to hatch the blues and barbecue concept for Greenwood. Now, blues and barbecue, of course, is a match made in heaven. It's nothing tremendously original. It's used all over the country.
Sure.
But it is part of Southern culture, and for this corridor of South Carolina, extremely apropos because this is the home of hash. This is the home of a distinct idiom of barbecue. This is a pocket of passionate people about blues music as well. And there's blues music in the history of this part of the state. So it was a no-brainer to put it all together. And we planted the seed 14 years ago, and now it's a forest.
I know. Taking over all of Uptown. And isn't Uptown looking beautiful?
It looks incredible. I mean, you know, normally I get little gigs up through here during the course of the year, but this year I haven't. So this is my first time since Festival of Discovery 2013, and I love what they've done. Little touches here and there, little beautifications, little reroutings, little, parking kind of reconfigurations and things like that. The Uptown is looking gorgeous.
And how about that new mermaid right outside of Howard's?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the water feature there.
I love that. The little fountain is gorgeous.
Yeah. So, and the fountain will stay even though Lily will have to swim away.
Right. Yeah. And I know we're going to lose the other topiary and all that, but I mean, it's just, I'm glad they're still up for this weekend because it adds extra color.
Sure. Absolutely. So, just for the record, how have you been doing down there in Charleston? I understand you've been staying a little closer to home.
Yeah, haven't done any out of the country touring since May.
Out of body experiences.
Well, every day is an out of body experience, as you know, being in radio.
Right, exactly.
No, but yeah, I've been staying in the region and enjoying it, working a lot. You know, we're in the middle of tourist season in Charleston, so it's pretty much, you know, I'm working 5 to 6 days a week. So it's pretty hot and heavy.
I think you're doing, aren't you doing some boat cruises or something?
I'm working two cruise lines now, one with a band and then one solo. In fact, when I get back, I don't have anything. Sunday, Monday I got off, but I've got a cafe gig on Tuesday and then a solo boat ride on Wednesday. So that's been a lot of fun. Of course, that's something you can do in Charleston because we have the ocean and we have tons of tourism.
Sure.
But, you know, we're moving toward that in Greenwood. You know, the way...
Boat tours?
Well, who knows? Maybe one day on Lake Greenwood.
Lake Greenwood, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
No, but you know, it's when I first started coming up here 14 years ago, it seemed like you had a few small festivals, but now they're all starting to get larger, mm-hmm. and they're all starting to kind of meld together into a full calendar for people in this area. And it's only a matter of time. And Gail saw this when we were out there at the stage a little while ago. A lot of folks from out of town here, a lot of Charlestonians.
Mm.
We had probably, I can think of maybe 5 different couples that I saw who are regular concert goers in Charleston for the blues, and they're up here this weekend. First time for all of them.
Oh, and
awesome.
One of the other nice things is you've added from lunchtime to about 4, you added blues on the main stage.
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah, on Friday.
So now tomorrow on the main stage, of course, we start at 10 a.m. and go until 11. So... But it's really cool to see people, they get the emails, they get the social media stuff, and they go, you know, honey, what do you think? Well, how about an out-of-town trip? And they come up, and, like, I just left the main stage, and one of the guys from Charleston said, in fact, Sam Limbaker used to do my heating and air back in the day. He's retired now, but he's a big blues fan. Where are the hotels? He wanted to know. So I told him go to 72 Bypass, and... While you're going down looking for a hotel, stop at Sharp Facets and get your wife a diamond ring.
There you go. Right. I better have said that. That's good.
So people are discovering Greenwood, that is to say, through these events and especially through the Festival of Discovery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is great. Well, I got to tell you, I think you put together an awesome group of artists. I love how you bring back some of the favorites and even ones maybe that miss a year or two, then they get to come back again. It's good to see them. Always good to have Gail. I mean, you know, she's a boogie-woogie extraordinaire.
Well, Debbie Flynn, you know, at the Flynn Wine Shop, Flynn's on Maxwell. She specifically asked it for Gail to come back.
That's great.
So, you know, speak up, and I listened, and so Gail's here. And, of course, let me compliment Gail again on her positivity. I mean, you know, all of our performers end up having a good time here, but Gail is the kind of person we like to have here because of her generous, outgoing, and positive spirit, which we like around here.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
How could you not be positive when you're down here with all these lovely people? Greenwood is an awesome city, and you're playing the blues and listening to blues and eating barbecue.
Well, it's true, you know, but I mean, I could see, you know, there's some, of course, most of our artists are Southerners or have spent time in the South, but I could see a few people drooping in this heat, you know,
yeah,
and whining about it, but.
No, I love this heat.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, I had Diana Brightworth and Chris Whiteley on the show.
Right from Toronto.
Toronto. I mean, just a lovely couple. Had a great time talking with them. In fact, he was real glad to hear some of the things that she said, and he was glad to know that it was videotaped and it was recorded. So he plans to use that. I don't know what he's planning to use it for, but he thought it was really great that she was talking about their relationship and everything on the air yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah. It was a cool time and talking about their story and how they got together and everything. So
Does that mean you and I can start talking about our relationship?
Sure, it's fine. Let's see. We got 10 seconds. Go.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, man. Okay. Oh, there's no videotape here today, folks. That's right. It's only Memorex. Hey, it's time for the news. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right.
You what?
We're right back here.
For what?
We're talking about technology off the air here this afternoon. I tell you what, let's see. Are you playing tonight?
No, I'm doing production and hospitality and organization tonight, but I've got a 10 a.m. tomorrow. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, 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 oh.
While everybody else is asleep, and I'm the sacrificial lamb for the morning slot.
That's definite. 10 o'clock?
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
But on the upside, I was out there for Fox TV today at 8:15, mm-hmm. and it was really nice and cool out. I mean, it was almost like sweater weather this morning.
It was foggy,
if we're up that
right?
early. It was foggy and kind of like misty. There was actually, like rain or condensation on my windshield. I was surprised.
Mm, all right. Well, there you go.
No, but I'll be out cruising with you. Yeah, you're doing the crawl from
7 to 9 tonight.
Right.
We're going to be all over Uptown Greenwood, checking out, talking to people, talking to artists. So we'll be hitting the highs and the lows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Now, tell me about this juke joint, Johnny. I mean, this is something you're working with, right?
Right. This is actually an artist that I've known for many years and who is... this year is the regular harmonica player in my band. He's from Canandaigua, New York, which is Finger Lakes area. And when Hurricane Hugo struck Charleston in 1989, he was one of the multitudes who came to Charleston to rebuild the city and you know, all the construction work that was available. So he moved on down, and in 89, of course, I had an active blues band called Blue Light Special, and which morphed into Shrimp City Slim eventually. He heard us and sat in with us and then eventually joined the band. And so we've been working together on and off since basically 89, 90, that area.
Wow.
But he's a real power player. He's his idols are like James Cotton, of course, Little Walter, George Harmonica Smith, then some of the rock guys like he likes Magic Dick from the Jay Giles Band. And Lee Oscar from War, and so forth and so on. A good player and a good singer and a real entertainer.
That's right. And he's going to be, 2 to 3 on Saturday? Tomorrow.
On the CenturyLink stage. And he might even join us this afternoon if he... if the road brings him here in time.
The road brings him here. There you go. And then, Saturday night, y'all are going to be at Howard's, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night we're at Howard's from 9 until midnight. So come on down and get yourself an adult bevy, and we're going to rock and roll.
Absolutely. Well, I understand it's a very interesting story how Gail Storm and Shrimp City Slim met. Gail, are you going to tell us the story?
Well, I guess we'll have to share it.
Yeah, sure. But you let's hear your side.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a test now. All right. Well, the way I recall it is that, you see, I live in Huntington on Long Island in New York. And Gary's brother lives close to me, you know, in that area in Long Island. And so he was getting married, Gary's brother. And so Gary was going to come up and play... use his band as like a wedding gift, but you didn't bring the entire band up. So you ended up, you know, I can get really long-winded in stories, so you might have to just let me know if I need to.
Okay.
No, so, but it is a good story.
Right, okay, keep going.
So then, Gary needed a drummer. So he called Mark Carpentieri, who is a friend of mine, he's a drummer and he's played with me. We played before. And he also is the owner of MC Records. Now, I don't know how you all met. I mean, I know, I assume it was like through the business, but
through the business and through the radio. I'd received DJ copies of Mark's releases by people like, well, I can't even remember all of them, but basically I even got a copy of his first band's album.
Yeah, Something Blue.
Something Blue, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a copy of that somewhere. So I knew this
so
guy in Long Island who was a label owner, and I kind of called because I needed a PA and a drummer, and he filled the bill.
Yeah, and so then you asked him, does he know anyone that can play, I guess, piano, maybe blues, jazz, in between your sets? So Mark recommended me. And so that's how we met.
Right.
And it's been a beautiful thing ever since.
Yeah, actually what happened was that My band played on the porch, or on the deck, and Gail played in the living room, right?
Yeah, because house. They got married in their house, which was beautiful, and they had redone it. They put this really cool, was it like a spirally kind of staircase?
Right.
In the house? Yeah, it was really cool. So I was inside.
And then Gail revealed to me that she has some history in this area, which you probably have covered on the show about having gone to school down here, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I went to USC in Columbia. And I left, and then I ended up coming back and doing an art therapy internship in Columbia, separate from USC, on the grounds of the State Institute. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up being the first art therapist in the Greenville Hospital System. I mean, it was really great because I didn't even have to look for the job. The state knew about me because I was the only art therapy.
What year was that, more or less, that you were?
Oh, no. Must I confess?
Well, no, because some of your former patients may be listening.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at her.
35 years ago.
35 years ago?
I'm mortified to even say it out loud.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a long time.
But
don't I look good?
No, not at all.
You look great on the radio. There you go.
We all do.
Hello, everybody.
But no, when Gail... Like the personal backstory with the South Carolina roots is something that always grabs me. You know, that's happened before with other artists. Remember the Wyos, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, the Wyos played here a couple times. Well, they first came to Charleston because Parrish Ellis's brother lived in Charleston. So I knew they had a place to stay, so I was going to save on hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the demo, and it knocked me out. So, I mean, the music spoke for itself. But I think it's always cool to kind of like work that personal connection with South Carolina. Because I'm a transplant from Chicago.
Right.
You're a New Yorker. My brother lives right down the road from Gail. And so this is where, again, you know, it's like the Festival of Discovery brings people together from far-flung places and far-flung places in our lives.
Yeah, I love it.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And you don't want to miss what's going on there tonight. I mean, they have all kinds of blues going on, all the different venues. It's really going to be a lot of fun tonight.
It is. And you can always, you know, you can pick up a copy of this tabloid that the Index Journal put out. I saw Richard Whiting, editor-in-chief, just a little while ago, and they did such a fabulous job on putting this out. It's got not only the entire schedule and venue structure and maps of everywhere that you need to be in uptown Greenwood, including, I might add, parking for those who are bamboozled by some of the diversion of traffic. You know, we closed to Main Street.
Right.
But also, the Index Journal has furnished us with biographical material of all the artists so that you can make your decisions about who you want to see when and where.
Absolutely. And if you've tuned in all week, you have heard all kinds of music on the afternoon show.
That's right.
Because we've talked to the artists, so it's been a lot of fun. And then I always look forward to this every year.
And I hasten to remind everybody as well that the blues, like any other form of music, a genre of music, is not inclusive of any one style. Mm-hmm. We have every angle that you can imagine, territorial, age, culture. I mean, all the different performers we have represent all different facets of the blues. So if you think the blues is just one thing, you need to come out to this and experience all the different sharp facets of the blues.
Oh, that was good, Gary. That was smooth.
Just as a diamond must be expertly cut by a diamond cutter to catch the fire and the passion of the emotion of the gift of a diamond. And let's all remember that a diamond is the most lasting gift you can ever give someone. We have a beautiful selection here at Sharp Facets.
You are sharp.
But anyway, come down and check out the blues. We got plenty for you, all different types.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, we scored some T-shirts from the Festival of Discovery. Mm. They are nice, heavy-duty gray with nice lettering and whatnot on it. And we're supposed to give away some. So I think this is what we're going to do. You got to call. Be the first caller here. Actually, I'm going to give away three T-shirts. I need the first caller, 1, 2, and 3, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give them a call and give them your name and then come down and pick up your T-shirt. I got three I'm giving away right now. And while we're answering the phones, how about Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Wild women don't have the blues. That's Gail Storm you're listening to right there. I want you to pick up that phone and give me a call. 229-7984. Want to win a nice t-shirt? I got three to give away. Extra large. 229-7984. Pick up that phone. You know it's giveaway Friday. Win a t-shirt. I got three to give away. 229-7984. Let's listen to a little Gale Storm.
Cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep working hard both day and night. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no blues.
All right, 229-7984, 229-7984, pick up that phone, win a t-shirt, that's right.
I guess
I must be a wild woman because I just don't have no blues. As Gail Storm that you were just listening to right there. Gail, did you write that song?
No. Actually, it's an old blues classic by Ida Cox. And I love playing the songs from the blues divas from the 1920s. Love them.
Yeah, they are. They just, they have something special, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. We got... Sandy Babb, you come on down, girlfriend. You're going to get an extra large t-shirt. It's going to be a little large for you. I guess you can wear it as a nightgown, honey. But that's okay. You come on down and get your t-shirt, Sandy. Congratulations. Fred Eason, come on down. And Terry Bramblett, come on down. Y'all just won some great t-shirts. Festival of Discovery t-shirts for 2014. Great t-shirts. You want to come pick them up. We're going to be open here today. From till 6 o'clock today, and then tomorrow, actually the store is not going to be open, because you know what we're doing? We're having, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock, we are having a huge tent sale right out front. So if you can come today, otherwise I guess you can pick up your t-shirt on Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, between Bank of America and Burger King. Congratulations to our 3-3-3 winners. Woo! That's fun to give stuff away. And we've got a little bit of time left here to talk a little bit more. Gary, anything you'd like us to know as we're getting close to winding this all up?
And I would just like to remind everyone, this is your Festival of Discovery, your Greenwood Blues Cruise. And please come on down tonight and tomorrow, because it's really a fantastic annual event.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the parking, I like to say, for me, the easiest way to go is to get on that backside. So if you just go through Greenwood, on coming in on Mathis, come across on Mathis, come up on Maxwell, and boom, bam, you're right there behind everything.
Tons of parking back there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got that huge lot behind the block there by where Howard's is, and that, you know, behind there is plenty of parking.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite ways to go. Of course, there's a lot of ways to go. And if you're lucky enough to have a chauffeured service, see, the other thought is have somebody drop off a group and then have them on speed dial when you're ready to go and have them meet you and carry you home.
Yeah, yeah.
And no driving. So there's a lot of fun there. So, you know, Gary, I know every year you get this all together, and then I think it's kind of like maybe herding cats to get all the artists in the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's everybody's been really wonderful, and everyone enjoys it. I mean, it's like a little village, like a tribe. You know, all the blues people hang together, and we just enjoy ourselves. And it's great, you know. And this is one way to keep a great American art form going, the blues, you know. Because without these little festivals, I mean, there really wouldn't be anything. And I'm a strong believer in this format, club crawl, small, intimate venues. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the gigantic cow pasture festivals where, you know, somebody is about, 30 blocks away from the stage. And no, because somebody like Gail and I, we're both piano players doing solo shows. We sit up there, we'd be a speck on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, but this way you can actually get in there, really feel the music, ask questions on the break, tip the artist, buy CDs, really get a flavor of what it's all about.
Yeah, I think that goes with that song that I like, Buy My Music While I'm Still Alive.
Yeah, I wish you would.
That's right. That's a Shrimp City Slim favorite here on WCRS. Well, what do you do next?
Well, from here, I've got to go between now and 6 o'clock. I've got to put in a PA at County Bank Plaza for Robert Lighthouse, who's involved in the Q Corner. Then I've got to scurry across the street and get the Blues Doctors on the CenturyLink stage. They start at 6.
Okay.
And then also to make sure the Howlin' Mad Perry and his Perry family contingent are here. And I already saw Daddy Mac, and he was on his way there. So it's all, you know, and we're looking good. And after that, it's, party time.
Party Woo-hoo! Time. Woo-hoo! And good barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Good Q.
Great
now,
ribs.
Tell me about the Q Corner here. Tell me about this.
Q Corner is an innovation. It's on the, it's in the County Bank Plaza, which is the corner of Main Street and Court Street. And we've got representatives from the South Carolina Barbecue Trail there. We also have some guest speakers who are also showing videos of hash production and barbecue. So very, very interesting. You know, kind of like an educational component.
Sure. And then, of course, there's the arts and crafts show that's going on.
That's right. And a kids zone with rides for the kids and lots of things for the family to do.
That's right. So this really is. And you know, that is the one thing about this. This is a family-friendly event.
It really is. And the other thing is, I mean, let me trumpet this again. I mean, so important for kids, for young people to hear live music. You know, when we were growing up, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
But we've got people in our world now who come from a digital environment, you know,
they
from a video
environment.
They
never travel outside of their living room.
and they never have a chance to see live, you know, warm-blooded, breathing musicians. And it's a cathartic experience that we all have in performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the experience of our lives coming through in musical language.
Yeah.
We all feel it very deeply, and we try to communicate that feeling to our audience. So it's a real experience for the youth, and the kids need to come out. So parents, bring your kids out to hear live music this weekend here in Greenwood.
No, that's right. And you know, one of the other things I want to mention is I have been impressed with the number of artists that are in the schools taking the blues into the schools. I know Mac Arnold does, Diana and Chris do, and several other artists that I've talked to take the time to go into the schools and share their music in the schools. I think that's great.
That's a good way to expose to kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what about you? After you get back to New York, what happens with Gail Storm?
I've been so busy, I don't even know. I've got to, like, look at my calendar, but I'm like, you know, one day at a time right now.
There was a TV show called that, One Day at a Time.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, there was.
Well, there was also the Gail Storm show.
Oh, yeah, okay,
that
that's right.
That wasn't really me.
You know, Gail Storm, you know, you got to tell that quick story here as we close everything out.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Who is Gail Storm?
Okay, well, Gail Storm was a famous movie actress and a singer, right. But mainly known for acting. Back in the 50s, the Gail Storm show, My Little Margie, and I think also Oh, Susanna. But the most interesting thing to me, I mean, I grew up my entire life, you know, Gail Storm, is that your real name? Oh, my God, I love Gail Storm. And so then I met someone who was actually, he was an actor who knew and acted with Gail Storm. And so I asked him, I said, oh, I always wanted to, like, you know, communicate with her. And this is years ago, she was still alive. And so he gave me her address, and I wrote to her telling her what I just told you. And she wrote back to the real Gail Storm.
Isn't that special?
I have this Gail Storm paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But that's of course, the most special one for me, so... Got to hang it up on my wall along with her album. And she had a comic book strip, you know, series that people have given me, fans. So it's,
well,
you know,
we
it's
had
really
people
fun.
Calling in, which is how we got into that story the first time on the air with you when a Gail Storm. Well, is she the real, you know, and of course,
right.
Is she the real Gail
this
Storm?
This is my birth name, and that was her stage name.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that's the real Gail
that's
Storm.
Wild,
that's
right?
A trip.
Yeah.
The cool story. You hadn't heard that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You learn something every day here on WCRS.
That's right. You got to tune in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Find out what's going on.
Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. My very special guest today, the one and only Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin. That's backwards, but that's how they seem to say
it. Thanks, Ann. Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for your continuing support of what we do here.
It's been great.
Yeah, you are our radio voice, I mean. And Greenwood's lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks
so much.
And we'll be crawling all over Greenwood 7 to 9 live. That's right. Live. I'm looking forward to it. I did a little pre-tour last night, and we'll be back out there tonight with the live mic. If you see me, come on up and say hello. We might even put you on the radio. So there you go. Gail, I wish you the best here. Have a great blast while you're here.
Thank you. I'm just having a great time already. And thanks so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been fun.
That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.